Gosh. Lost in the Stones.
Lost in the Stunch. Lost in the Stunch.
Hello, children, and welcome to Lost in the Stunch. I am your host, Alex Stunch, and I am very happy to be here with you today. It's been quite the year, quite the month, quite the day for me. I don't know about you guys. I hope everyone is staying nice and safe out there. And I'm hoping this ends soon because I am kind of going crazy. Be sure to subscribe to me over on YouTube.com, my channel Stunch TV. I got all kinds of cool shit on there if you're into, you know, like old movies that no one really knows or cares about, or old music that no one really knows or cares about. That is the place for you, YouTube.com/StunchTV, movies, music, whatever. Also, you know, we're here on MonSnapRadio.com, of course. You can go to ShopMonSnap.com and get yourself one of their nice little t-shirts. I got mine. I have it up on the wall right now. It is gorgeous. And you can catch me, of course, every Wednesday at MonSnapRadio.com. You can catch me Fridays at 10 o'clock on BlogTalkRadio.com/WorldGenerationPodcast. You know, we're still here in the studio trying to get rid of some of these chickens. You know, you might hear them. Oh, there's one right there. But, you know, we're still trying to figure out the chicken situation. I had the chance to switch studios up, but I'm going to hold it down as long as I can with the chickens. Tonight we got a good show for you. I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite bands. It's a first part of, I don't know how many parts, where I look back at the Thought Industry. Yeah, that's right. I know you never heard of them, but they're a really good band. They were active in the early 90s, I think up until about, I guess, mid-90s. But, you know, they never really got their day in court. They never had their place in the sun, so to speak. And I'm going to try to figure out why. I'm going to be talking to a few of the guys from the bands eventually on this show, but for tonight, I'm going to be reading off a very interesting and very revealing little interview. Well, not an interview, it was a response to another podcast that one of the members had to say, and it was so revealing, a lot of good stuff in there. We're going to be listening to Thought Industry as well, and our guest tonight, Rap Game Ronnie Miller. Now, I mentioned this guy last week, and we played some of his music last week. We got a brand new track from him tonight. He promised to come in and do a little rap cipher. He is kind of an eccentric fella. I'm going to try to get some information out of him. But he's a strange guy. That's going to be happening later. Rap Game Ronnie Miller. You don't want to miss that. Kicking things off, we have Thought Industry with Wake Up Slumber.
Cloudy days, the sky is turning blue.
sure to subscribe to youtube.com/staunchTV. That is youtube.com/staunchTV. Movies, music, whatever. And find me on Instagram at Eddie Murphy. And Eddie Murphy, you can catch me on Facebook over at Alex Staunch or Lost in the Staunch. And at Twitter at The Shadow Before. Or just, you know, search Staunch TV. That should work. Of course, you know, blogtalkradio.com/World Generation Podcast. Catch the show at 10 o'clock every Friday. Every Friday. And, of course, be sure to subscribe to Movie Watch Daily on YouTube. If you're interested in new film releases, new film reviews, trailer reaction videos, this guy is all about physical media. He reviews all that kind of stuff. Movie Watch Daily on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe. We have some more tracks for you. Let's see, some more Thought Industry later, as I said. But for now, here's a tune from the streets. You're listening to Lost in the Staunch.
In one single moment, your whole life can turn round. I stand there for a minute, staring straight into the ground. Looking to the left slightly, then looking back down. World feels like it's caved in, proper sorry frown. Please let me show you how we could only just be for us. I can change and I can grow or we could adjust. The wicked thing about us is we always have trust. We can even have an open relationship if you must. I look at her, she stares almost straight back at me. But her eyes glaze over like she's looking straight through me. Then her eyes must have closed for what seems an eternity. When they open up, she's looking down at her feet.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts. But you've got to walk away now. It's over.
So then I move my hand up from down by my side. Shaking, my life is crashing before my eyes. Turn the palm of my hand up to face the skies. Touch the bottom of her chin and let out a sigh. Cause I can't imagine my life without you and me. There's things I can't imagine doing, things I can't imagine seeing. It weren't supposed to be easy, surely. Please, please, I'm begging, please. She brings her hands up towards where my hands rested. She wraps her fingers round mine with the softness she's blessed with. She peels away my fingers, looks at me and then gestures. By pushing my hand away to my chest from hers.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts. But you've got to walk away now. It's over.
I know in the past I found it hard to say. Telling you things but not telling straight. But the more I pull on your hand and say, the more you pull away.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts. But you've got to walk away now.
Sequels are made for all kinds of reasons. All kinds of reasons. I've always been baffled by sequels coming out like 20 years later, you know, after the original, especially when there's still a good story to be told there. And to be honest, I'm also baffled when stories don't need to be told, but they are anyways, for reasons. Sequels, 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 love them or hate them, they are here to stay. And every sequel seems to have one thing in common: they exist to make money. Seemingly. I mean, that makes sense, right? I can see how a film can be made and then shelled or buried by a studio, just, you know, chalked up to a misfire. But why would a studio produce a sequel only to basically deny its existence? When it comes to obscure movie sequels, well, I can go on, and I will, trust me, be sure to subscribe. Now, I hope I don't offend our supreme overlord with this video, as they own this film, but I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, they're notorious for bad and forgotten sequels, you know, but this one in particular was especially elusive. A sequel to the classic Pauly Shore and Brendan Fraser and John Astin film, Encino Man. A movie that, indeed, set up a sequel. One I really, really thought we would get at some point, only to find out a lifetime later that we did get it. On TV. And it aired like once. Shit, no physical release, no real poster, no real record of this movie at all. And it was even written and directed by the original film's writer. Seriously, how is this not widely known? I mean, after years of searching, I've tracked it down, and I can see that there's basically no way that this movie would have ever caught on. But I mean, it's an Encino Man sequel nonetheless. Let's take a look back at this forgotten, made-for-TV Disney classic.
This is the TV Wasteland.
Now, as I said, the original film was set up for a sequel, in which the titular Encino Man gets an Encino Woman of his own, via very similar and coincidental happenings. And it hints at more shenanigans with Stoney, Link, and the Encino Woman. Down for that. 4 years later, a made-for-TV Disney movie hit the small screens. Now, let's get into the plot here. Another cave person emerges from an earthquake. This time in Hollywood. After thawing, a young prehistoric woman, Lucy, gets herself taken care of by David.
Hello, David.
No, not that David. This time a young intern at a marketing firm. They're working on a campaign ad for a cosmetics company, and David becomes Mr. Big Shot when his protege is chosen for the model spokesperson for her animal personality. David also has a best bud, who is also not the same guy from the original. This isn't Stoney. The hair is just a huge coincidence, I'm assuming. And we get some parallels to the original film, like this. And this.
I just want you to look at this and tell me if anything looks familiar.
I mean, I need a little tenderness, a little romance. I'm not synoptic, you know.
Problematic. You can tell that this time around, things are kind of aimed more at a female audience, with the modeling and glamour and whatnot going on. Wait a minute. She just attacked and forced herself on this poor guy. This is still a Disney movie. Say something, David. Defend yourself.
Hello, David.
And while it is meant to appeal to a younger female audience, I cannot see how any of their demographic grasp this one. Seriously, I wonder what the Nielsen ratings were when this aired. So eventually Lucy, our cave woman, kind of gets really popular and forgets where she came from and whatnot. Pretty basic stuff there. Along the way, we get some fun performances from Clarence Williams III, Marissa Ribisi, Bobcat Goldthwait, and even Jeff Ross. There's also an appearance from the Fabulous Wonder Twins. But no matter how you cut it, this is a direct sequel, as there are multiple mentions of that caveman from Encino a few years ago, even alluding to multiple instances of different cavemen, and revealing that Link was part of the first walking tribe in what would soon become Encino. Who knew?
Oh, problem with the DNA model?
No, it's lovely. Dr. Lampert, do you remember the earthquake?
Oh, yes, a 6.3. It was a doozy. Caltech is
Do you remember what they said they found in the newspapers? You know, something about something in the glaciers.
Oh,
in the
yes. Priceless artifacts, millions of years old. Almost as intriguing as when they found the first walking tribe in Africa a few months ago, the Gaia and Encino. But these artifacts are from the Mousterian era. Balls, arrowheads, spears.
Spears?
There is also a bizarre interlude featuring Michael Eisner, where he too references the first film, and he's actually quite enjoyable. I'm not sure if I can show much here, I'm sure Encino Woman has a coveted spot in the Disney vaults, and I'm sure having Michael Eisner in your video sends warning signals directly to Mickey's ears. But here's a taste.
So, how long has your girlfriend been missing?
Encino Woman is a bizarre little fun time, and quite the sight to behold after all these years, really making you wonder what else the House of Mouse got by just under our nose. Anybody else ever see this? Let me know what you think in the comments, and please, subscribe. If you ask me nicely, maybe I'll get this bizarre little gem in your hands. Nothing sketchy going on here, Mickey. Nothing at all.
This is the TV Wasteland.
Be sure to subscribe.
Niggas in Florida, selling that water. Niggas in Baton Rouge pushing. H&M quarter, all the way to Freeport, the motherfucking Mississippi, Oklahoma, back to Kansas City, fifth wheel grill, niggas coming down, fools getting killed if they from out of town, 615s in the candy painted Cadillac, bump and break them all, rolling just like a maniac, players from the south, bag motherfucking G, I got beats by the pound, just like quarter key, KLC put it on the steel so y'all can feel it, Moby D put it in the bag so y'all can peel it, Craig B whipped it up with some B12, I slung it on the streets to make a motherfucker sell, too short, say fool, get in where you fit it, that's why I'm a swamp nigga, I just tryna pay the rent.
Hot dogs. The perfect pink dyed tube shaped meat product on the market. The kids love them. And the missus don't mind either. Add some Bar S official pink dyed tube shaped meat product sauce paste to add some more fun. Hell, they'll drive grandma crazy. A fun time for the entire bloodline. Bar S. The S stands for quality. I had a good time last week on the show doing the soundtrack thing, and you know, there's so many more to go from. So what I'm going to do here is, out of my own personal record collection, I'm just going to grab a random record and then a random track, and we're going to listen to it. You can, I want to be posting pictures of my soundtrack vinyl collection on Lost in the Staunch over on Facebook if you want to check it out. So let's see here. What do we got here? The Basketball Diaries soundtrack. Oh, yeah. It's a double LP. It is on clear vinyl, and it is orange. It is very beautiful. Look, they look like basketballs almost. Let's see what track we're gonna have here. We'll start out here. All right, we got What a Life by Rockers Hi-Fi on Lost in the Staunch. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Learning to act from a very early age. Nothing is wrong, cause nothing is right.
Ladies and gentlemen, rap game Ronnie Miller is in the studio.
Shit, boy, what's up? Come over here, show me some love.
Okay, yeah.
Damn, you smell good, boy. You smell like Willie Lopez shower rain. Shit.
Not sure what that is, but rap game Ronnie Miller.
The one and only, boy. Catatonic Caterpillar, all right. Boy.
Yeah.
All about Lisa Left Eye Lopez shower rain. Shit.
You're looking good today, too, man. You're smelling good yourself, Ronnie.
Man, what the hell are you talking about, boy? Make sense. How about that shit? Clock's ticking, hear that? Hear that? Listen. Exactly. Speak.
You're in a hurry to get out of here, man?
Damn right, my time is money. My time is that fucking Anthony Michael Hall toilet brush, baby. Every word I say is like $20. Hear that? Hear that? Listen. That was like 25 cents right there. Yo. That's $1.25, sucker, pay up.
Yeah, okay. your new single, Airplane Graveyard, what's that all about, man?
Shit, it's on that song, baby. Why are you asking me about what the fuck my words post meant when the song is my words? Make some sense, boy. You like that? You like that Kieran Culkin thermometer, boy? Acting like that Christian Slayer. God damn! Y'all got chickens up in here? They had a chicken.
Yeah, sorry, we're still dealing with the chickens.
Shit, y'all got chickens. Shit, what's up? Shit, what's up, boy?
We had chickens on the show a few weeks ago. I was lied to by a chicken named Jeffrey. Don't ever trust chickens, Mr. Rap Game Ronnie Miller. And some are still walking around here. I'm very sorry.
Hear that chicken? Hear that chicken barking? That's like 75 cents right there.
So you brought in a new track to listen to, huh?
Shit, Chicken Run 2, boy. What's up? Yeah, it's a new track. It goes, John Candy, Shower Rain. It's about life, tribulations, fucking walking around a big old trunk. You'll hear it, boy. You'll hear it.
A big old trunk. All right. So you're going to do a little rap cipher for us. Check it out. I got a beat here for you. Yeah, okay, here we go.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby, kick that beat, huh? Yeah, to start that beat. Yeah. Yo, start that beat over real quick. Start that shit over. Hold up. That's the shit right there. Where that chicken? Give me one of them chicken. Ronnie Miller, holding up a mirror. Late night public access from inside the seven circles. So now conjured up some magic. Can you get the picture? From here on out, we canines on a mission. From Bermuda, fly schematics past 11 on a Sunday night. Throw out the line, throw back them bitches wearing LA lights. Steady chilling, digging bullshit like I knew she would. Jamming life is peachy, burning shitty, bud. Squeeze the cantaloupe, please the landlord. Learn to roll grass, lying next to me. Joe Willie Lopez looking ass. If the shoe fits, stolen bitches up the power line. The girl gets hooked on Ronnie Miller, bye-bye. Self-destruction time. Airplane, graveyard, we spitting rhymes. Ultra outdated references to Wishbone and Hanson. Three men, a baby, I'm selling, you dancing. Ghost behind the curtain, I'm part of the ruse. Gutenberg beat the game, yeah, my man's made it through. Supposed ghosts of crime, pay your fine. Don't forget to rewind. SoundCloud.com/rapgameRonnieMiller. Me and this fucking chicken getting out of this stink ass shithole. ModSnapRadio.com. Lost in the Staunch. Peace.
Smell. Rap game lacking. Talk
shit is serious. Kieran Culkin, Ronnie Mill is curious. Been on my mind for the 10th time today, I think. Roddy Miller hunting down OG Jack Tripper Dink. Stank it up, put that shit in the air. Mr. Furley, giving all the hoes the stare. Come on, Eileen. Got a friend named Ordell. Got that John Candy shower rain. Got that Jack Tripper smell. Ronnie Miller, look like Joan Cusack on a bender. I ain't complaining, don't get it twisted, I ain't hating. I'm down for all kinds of freaky shit, girl, best believe me. Walk like a dog, rewatching Pretty in Pink commentary. This ain't no John Hughes movie, bitch, this Greg Araki. Head still talking, spitting homemade guacamole. Don't get confused though, we can't control the world we live in. Rose McGowan, used to look like Rose McGowan. Come on, Eileen. Got a friend named Ordell. Got that John Candy shower rain. Got that Jack Tripper smell. Got that come on, Eileen. Got a friend named Ordell. Got that John Candy shower rain. Got that Jack Tripper smell.
That was a quick little cut from Thought Industries' 1990 demo that they put out themselves before getting signed to Metal Blade Records. They wound up getting signed to Metal Blade via a friendship with Jason Newsted of Metallica fame, you know. Probably one of the coolest things that guy's ever done. I think he might be my all-time favorite member of Metallica, Jason Newsted, just because he got these guys signed. Now, as I said before, you know, a lot of info isn't really known about Thought Industry. They'd never really made a real big mark. They never even made, like, a music video or, you know, they didn't really do any really big tours. And I was kind of wondered why. And, you know, there was some rumors about how they weren't treated very well about Metal Blade, as, you know, a lot of bands, you know, claim that. A lot of bands have claimed throughout the years that Metal Blade just ain't worth the shit. You know, but, yeah, in defense of Metal Blade, they got a lot of really good bands out there, a lot of really good albums. In my opinion, I think I might cover some of these other obscure Metal Blade bands that have, like, one good album that just kind of got buried. But in Thought Industry's case, they had a number of good albums. In fact, I like every one of them. They're all a little different. They seem to have been mainly the brainchild of the lead singer, Brent Oberlin, sorry, I have trouble pronouncing that guy's name sometimes. Brent Oberlin, he seems to be the guy that was, like, in charge. He was Mr. Thought Industry. He was the one member that was there throughout the entire run. The last album, I believe, was basically, like, a Brent Oberlin solo record, you know. All the members went on to do a lot of other stuff. I think next week I'll focus more on what the guys are doing now and, like, what they've done since Thought Industry. But I found something pretty interesting online earlier. There was another podcast, you can check them out. It's called Radical Research. They're on YouTube, and I'm sure there are other places, but there's a video on YouTube, Radical Research Podcast, Thought Industry, and they go through every album and kind of break it down, their changes in sound and whatnot. It's a really good watch, really good listen. But they did a lot of speculation. And then, so, a member of the band, Thought Industry, Dustin Donaldson, he wound up, you know, listening to it and responding. And I'm going to read just a few of his responses here because it's some pretty revealing stuff. In the case of Metal Blade thinking outside of the box as far as, you know, signing Thought Industry, that was a claim that they made, and this was his response. They were not very good to us. In fact, they're mostly downright unhelpful, even attempting a shocking direct sabotage at one point. To really understand this, one needs to think about the big picture first. Even though the Black Album hadn't yet been released, in fact, Jason Newsted called me quite a few times from the studio while they were working on it to give me advice. Metallica were already quite huge in the early 90s, 1991 to be exact. As far as I know, Thought Industry is the only group that, at that point in time, was directly recommended to a label by a member of Metallica. He personally took it to them. He didn't want to be embarrassed by the outcome of the record. To have someone of that visibility and seen as part of something so vital, fresh, and cutting edge as Metallica, champion one of your acts is hard to come by. And to make doors open in the process, you know, with press, tours, etc., you know, it all made it kind of easy. Everyone's job gets potentially easier and more fun. Ultimately, however, they never really played the Metallica card. I think they signed us mostly due to Jason's suggestion, and just didn't really care about us. They certainly never acted like we mattered much to them. It wasn't long before I realized that I mostly exclusively interacted with the label on behalf of Thought Industry, and that they didn't seem to get us. Everything they suggested was just off, in some way. Beginning with their producer suggestion. I won't name him, but he did some high-profile Metal Blade records in the mid to late 80s. This was in response to having me stated that I recently talked to Steve Albini and Al Jurgensen about maybe doing something. Metal Blade basically had no idea who they were and what they did. I mentioned the Pixies and Big Black, which was useless. And of course, this was a couple years before Nirvana's In Utero. But Ministry and all of the satellite groups were omnipresent by then, so it was surprising to me that Al Jurgensen was outside of their radar. The next battle was the Salvador Dali and overall packaging. When I brought it up, it was like, who? Huh? It's weird. Looks like it'll be too expensive. Why do you need this? We know somebody else that can do freaky album art cover like that. Etc. It wasn't a really big problem, though, and eventually they started to get why it was good. Bold move. And how it made the album look a bit more sophisticated, etc. In the lead-up to our first release, we kept asking Metal Blade if they had any ideas for touring packages or booking agents. Nothing ever seemed to go anywhere, so we were left to find something for ourselves. By complete chance, Skinny Puppy asked us to play a few shows, initially with them in the Midwest, which then continued on, uninterrupted, into a full North American tour across the summer. We were playing about 2,000 people a night, and it got a great reception. Surprisingly, as their faithful audience were notoriously unreceptive to openers. Although reports from Metal Blade were extremely positive, with talks of brisk sales and very positive press as a direct result of the tour, we never saw any real promotions for us. You know, posters, flyers. From the label and the markets, we were just sort of on our own. It was during this tour that the shocking acts of sabotage from Metal Blade happened. We were already about 17 shows into the trek, and everyone in the bands and crew had gelled and were grooving along happily. I was dealing, as de facto Thought Industry manager, with all the interactions between Puppy's management, who were paying us directly. In general, Puppy's management were not impressed with Metal Blade, especially because the Blade was apparently resistant to helping the effort by contributing financial tour support. Anyway, I don't recall what the exact terms were. I believe that there was some, but in essence, Skinny Puppy were really doing us a big favor in many ways. And some of it was financially. One day, right after the sound check, Pup Central said they wanted to talk to me. So I went to the office, and when I got in there, they bluntly said, "You guys need a new label." I said, "What's up?" They called today and tried to talk us into replacing you guys for the rest of the tour. With another Metal Blade band, not going to say who it was. They even offered to pay us as tour support the same amount that we were paying you. We told them, no way. You're here by our invitation. It has nothing to do with their label or anything other, with or anything like that. It was not a fun time in the Thought Industry dressing room that afternoon in Miami, Florida. And we knew, that day forward, Metal Blade was definitely not looking out for our best interest. Now I'll be talking more about Thought Industry, and we're going to have a few of the guys on the show and whatnot. Sad story, you know? Hate to see that happen. We're such an innovative band. They're like one of those bands that I think, if they came out 10 years later, yada, 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 you hear that all the time. But damn, really, in their case, it was, they were just ahead of the curve in so many ways. And they really didn't help themselves out, if I'm being completely honest. They went out of their way to be different, which is cool and everything. But I think their sound was solid enough. They could have played the game a little straighter, a little better. And I think maybe it would have worked out with Metal Blade, but they seem like there were just a bunch of dickheads out there. I don't know, that's pretty crazy. I'm going to try looking in more of that about the Metal Blade happenings and such. But for now, here's another track from the Thought Industry. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're tuned in to Lost in the Staunch. I am Alex Staunch, and you're on ModSnapRadio.com.
It happens all the time. Honestly, I thought I loved you. Too bad you're so damn late. Scare me with the chance to die by before I would call friends. I guess it's a lovely trick.
Back, no love for these hoes, and shit like that. Coming down. around, I'm acting hard, leaving hoes with broken hearts, breaking necks when I walk through, baby, that's just what cocaine do. Swing a band, catch me in the cut, rearranging your bitch's guts. If a bitch start acting up, then leave her ass outside the club. If a bitch ain't talking dollars and a bitch ain't making sense, come up out those pockets, bitch, it's time to pay the fucking rent. Ripping dick, money thoughts, think I love you, bitch, you thought. Number one stunner, three on the cop hoes, wobble, wobble, while I do the money hop. Your blocks looking for open locks and a kick in your door whether you like it or not. Take it what's mine, I deserve my props, better keep your west spot before I blow up the spot. Macking these hoes and kicking their nose, leaving your bitches panties on my flow. Players get chose, that's how the game goes. If you don't know it, then now bitch you know. Spitting these isms, I got no competition. Giving free game if you sit back and listen. Stacking and pimping is my only mission. Leaving hoes mad, keeping ladies wishes.
Stacking that cash, acting real hard. Taking bitches on dates, airplane graveyard. Looking real fresh, acting real hard, taking bitches on dates, airplane graveyard, stacking that cash, acting real hard, taking bitches on dates, airplane graveyard, looking real fresh, acting real hard, taking bitches on dates, airplane graveyard, stacking that cash.
Thanks for joining me, guys. I'm going to keep next week's show a secret. If you want to find out about it, be sure to go over to Facebook and like Lost in the Staunch. I'll be doing a weekly updates. I'll be having votes. I'll be taking your opinions, your requests, all that kind of stuff. And we'll see what happens next week. It was a real pleasure to be here with you guys. It always is. And whoever's listening, thank you. You are my people. I want to hear from you. Email me at DerryTigers@gmail.com. D-E-R-R-Y Tigers@gmail.com. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you think of the show. I appreciate you listening. Until next time, folks, stay lost.
Lost in the Staunch.
Lost in the Staunch.
Lost in the Staunch.
Lost in the Staunch.
Lost in the Staunch.